Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Alan, and today we're tackling two topics that often keep small business owners up at night: payroll and sales tax. Now, these aren't the sexiest subjects, I get it, but they are absolutely crucial for the health and compliance of your business. And to help us navigate this somewhat tricky terrain, we've got an absolute expert in the house. Please welcome Elsie, a seasoned accounting professional who specializes in helping businesses thrive with QuickBooks Online. Elsie, thanks so much for being here.
Alan, it's a pleasure to be here. And you're right, payroll and sales tax might not be everyone's favorite topics, but they're incredibly important. I actually find a lot of satisfaction in helping business owners turn that nighttime anxiety into peace of mind. It's all about understanding the tools available, especially something as powerful as QuickBooks Online.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we want to do today. We want to peel back the layers and make these topics less intimidating. Let's start with QBO payroll. For those who might be new to it or perhaps still on a manual system, what exactly is QuickBooks Online payroll and why should a small business owner even consider using it?
That's a great place to start. Essentially, QuickBooks Online payroll is an integrated payroll service that works seamlessly with your QuickBooks Online accounting software. It's designed to simplify the entire payroll process, from paying your employees to filing your payroll taxes. For a small business owner, it means getting back hours every pay period that they might otherwise spend manually calculating wages, deductions, or trying to figure out tax forms. Think about it. Instead of juggling spreadsheets and government websites, everything is in one place, automatically updated and compliant.
So it's not just about paying people, it's about the entire compliance side too, which is where things can get really scary for businesses, right? Misfiling, missing deadlines?
Exactly. The compliance aspect is huge. The penalties for payroll tax errors or missed deadlines can be significant and, frankly, completely avoidable. QBO payroll automates a lot of that. Depending on the subscription level you choose, it can handle calculating, filing, and even paying your federal and state payroll taxes for you. It keeps track of all the relevant forms, like your W-2s, 940s, 941s, and helps ensure they're submitted correctly and on time. That peace of mind alone is worth its weight in gold.
That's fantastic. I mean, for a small business owner who's already wearing a dozen hats, taking the stress out of payroll is huge. Can you walk us through some of the key features that really stand out with QBO payroll?
Absolutely. One of the biggest features is automatic tax calculations and filings, as we just touched on. This truly minimizes the risk of errors and penalties. Then there's direct deposit, which is a must-have for modern businesses. Employees expect it, and it saves you the hassle of printing and distributing checks. QBO payroll makes it super simple to set up, often with next-day direct deposit available.
Next-day direct deposit is a game-changer. I remember back in the day, waiting for checks to clear was always a headache for everyone involved.
Right? And it's not just about employees. QBO payroll also handles contractor payments with 1099 filings. If you're working with freelancers or independent contractors, it keeps track of their payments throughout the year and generates those 1099 forms automatically, which is another huge time saver at year end. Plus, it offers HR support depending on the plan. This can include access to HR advisors, help with compliance posters, and even employee handbooks. For businesses without a dedicated HR department, that's invaluable.
Wow, so it's really more than just a payroll processor. It's almost an entire HR and compliance arm for small businesses. That's incredibly comprehensive. What about integration with the rest of QuickBooks? How does that work?
That's the beauty of it. Because it's fully integrated, all your payroll expenses, liabilities, and payments automatically flow into your general ledger in QuickBooks Online. You don't have to manually enter journal entries or reconcile things separately. This means your financial reports, your profit and loss, your balance sheet are always up to date and accurate without any extra work. It makes budgeting, forecasting, and just generally understanding your financial health so much easier.
That connectivity sounds like it prevents a lot of headaches. I can imagine the frustration of trying to reconcile things manually or finding discrepancies between systems. So if someone's listening and they're currently doing payroll manually or using a separate non-integrated system, what would be your strongest argument for them to make the switch to QBO Payroll?
Honestly, it boils down to time, accuracy, and peace of mind. Manual payroll is an enormous time sink. You're calculating hours, deductions, gross pay, net pay, figuring out state and federal withholdings, writing checks, maintaining records, and then, oh, the tax forms. It's a never-ending cycle of tedious tasks. With QBO Payroll, most of that is automated. You enter hours, review, and click Run Payroll. The system does the heavy lifting.
And the accuracy part. I mean, human error is just a fact of life, especially when you're dealing with numbers and deadlines.
Exactly. Human error is inevitable. One misplaced decimal or a forgotten tax rate can lead to underpayments, penalties, or worse, unhappy employees. QBO Payroll minimizes that risk significantly because the calculations are built in and constantly updated to reflect current tax laws. And for that small business owner who's already overwhelmed, that peace of mind knowing your employees are paid correctly and your taxes are handled, that's priceless. It frees them up to focus on growing their business, not getting bogged down in administrative tasks.
That's a powerful case. Okay, so we've covered payroll. Let's switch gears a little and talk about sales tax. This is another area that can be a real minefield for businesses, especially those selling across state lines or even just in different counties. Elsie, can you give us the basic rundown on sales tax and why it's such a big deal for small businesses?
Oh, sales tax. It's truly a beast of its own. In its simplest form, sales tax is a consumption tax charged by states, counties, and sometimes even cities on the sale of goods and certain services. The business owner essentially acts as a collection agent for the government. You collect the tax from your customer at the point of sale and then remit it to the appropriate tax authority. It's a big deal because the rules vary wildly from state to state and within states from county to county, city to city.
So it's not just a flat rate everywhere. It's incredibly localized and nuanced.
Precisely. And that's where the complexity comes in. Businesses need to understand nexuses, which basically means a significant presence that creates a sales tax obligation in a particular state. Historically, this meant a physical presence like an office or a warehouse. But with e-commerce, it's gotten far more complicated with economic nexus laws, where even purely online sellers can create a nexus if they meet certain sales thresholds in a state. It's a lot to keep track of, especially for growing businesses.
Economic nexus. That's a term that probably sends shivers down the spine of many online sellers. So how does QuickBooks Online help businesses manage this labyrinth of sales tax rules?
This is where QBO really shines in helping simplify something that is inherently complex. QBO has built-in sales tax tracking and calculation capabilities. You set up your sales tax rates for the various jurisdictions where you have nexus. Then when you create an invoice or a sales receipt, QBO automatically calculates the correct sales tax based on the customer's location and the products or services being sold. It's not perfect for every single scenario, especially for extremely complex multi-state product-specific tax rules, but for most small to medium businesses, it's incredibly robust.
So it automates the calculation at the point of sale, which is a massive help, preventing accidental undercharging or overcharging.
Exactly. And it's not just the calculation. QBO then tracks all the sales tax you've collected. At tax time, it generates sales tax reports that clearly show how much you owe to each state or local authority. You can see your taxable sales, non-taxable sales, and the total sales tax collected for specific periods. For many states, you can even file and pay your sales tax directly through QBO, or at least get all the necessary information to easily file on the state's website. This dramatically reduces the chances of errors and helps ensure you're remitting the correct amount.
That's huge. Having all that information pre-compiled and ready to go for filing deadlines must save hours of reconciliation. Are there any common mistakes you see businesses make with sales tax that QBO could easily help them avoid?
Oh, absolutely. The biggest one is not properly identifying where they have nexus. Businesses often just collect sales tax in their home state and forget that remote sales can create obligations elsewhere. QBO can't tell you where you have Nexus. You need to understand your business activities and sales volumes. But once you identify those states, it helps manage the collection and remittance. Another mistake is applying the wrong tax rate. Sometimes, depending on the item or service, it might be exempt or taxed at a different rate. QBO allows you to customize item settings for sales tax, so you can mark things as non-taxable or assign specific rates.
So understanding your products and services and where you're selling them is still paramount, but QBO becomes the operational tool to execute that understanding correctly.
Precisely. It's a partnership between your knowledge of your business and QBO's automation. It takes the grunt work out of it. And remember, sales tax isn't your money. It's money you're holding in trust for the government. If you don't collect it properly or don't remit it, you're on the hook for it personally. That's a significant liability that QBO helps manage.
That's a very important point. It's not income, it's a liability you have to fulfill. Let's talk about some best practices for both payroll and sales tax. What are some top tips you'd give to business owners leveraging QBO for these functions?
Okay, for payroll, my number one tip is to review every payroll run carefully before approving it. Even with automation, it's crucial to double-check hours, new hires, terminations, and any changes to deductions or benefits. Don't just blindly click submit. Also, keep detailed records of employee onboarding documents like W-4s and I-9s, even if QBO helps you manage them. Secondly, set up reminders for tax deadlines. QBO does this, but it's always good to have external checks too. You really don't want to miss a payment date.
Good point. A little redundancy in reminders never hurts when it comes to taxes.
Exactly. For sales tax, my top advice would be to regularly review your Nexus obligations, especially if you're growing, selling new products, or expanding into new markets. Your sales tax responsibilities can change. What was true last year might not be true this year. Stay informed about state sales tax laws. Secondly, properly categorize your products and services within QBO. If something is exempt or taxed differently, make sure that's reflected in the item settings so QBO can calculate correctly.
That makes total sense. And I imagine for both, if you're ever in doubt, reach out to an expert, right? Someone like yourself or a tax professional.
Absolutely. That's perhaps the most important tip for both payroll and sales tax. If you're unsure about specific regulations, especially as your business grows or enters new jurisdictions, consult with a qualified accountant or tax advisor. While QBO provides powerful tools, it's not a substitute for professional tax advice. We can help you configure QBO correctly and interpret those complex regulations.
That's excellent advice. Elsie, this has been incredibly insightful. I think a lot of business owners listening today are going to feel a huge weight lifted just by understanding how QBO can simplify these often dreaded tasks. Any final thoughts or encouragement you'd like to offer our listeners?
I just want to reiterate that while payroll and sales tax seem daunting, they don't have to be. Tools like QuickBooks Online are designed to make your life easier and keep your business compliant. Invest the time to set them up correctly from the beginning, and you'll save yourself countless hours and potential headaches down the road. Embrace the automation, understand your responsibilities, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Your business will thank you for it.
Fantastic words to end on. Elsie, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. It's been truly invaluable.
My pleasure, Alan. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, our wonderful listeners, for tuning in. I hope you feel a little more confident about tackling QBO payroll and sales tax after today's discussion. Remember, staying on top of these financial essentials is key to building a strong, compliant, and thriving business. We'll catch you next time. Take care.